Welcome to Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. At Within the Realm, we believe there's a story behind everything. Sometimes the story centers on a tangible thing. Today's story is about a Colt revolver gifted from one person to another, a family heirloom with a backstory. According to that story, this particular revolver was once owned by cowboy entertainer Willa Rogers and was given to Stephen Humber's grandfather. But before we hear that story, a little background on Oklahoma's favorite son, Will Rogers. Will Rogers was born in the Cherokee Nation in 1879. His father was a prominent Cherokee citizen and sent his son to school in Missouri, first in Carthage, then later at a military school. Will dropped out of school in the 10th grade, being more interested in the cowboy life rather than his studies. In late 1901, Will and a friend left for Argentina to become ranchers on the Pampas. This venture was done against the will of the family, but Will went anyway. By the fall of 1902, the plan had gone bust. Will, ashamed to write home and ask for more money, sailed for South Africa. He found work on a ranch in the Natal province. He soon approached the traveling circus, Texas Jack's Wild West Show, about handling the show's stock. Texas Jack, a fellow American, needed performers and asked the young cowboy if he could handle a lariat. Will answered that he could, and thus the Cherokee Kid Trick Roper was born. Rogers traveled with the Texas Jack show for several months, learning the business of showmanship. He decided to head for home in 1903, but having no money, he had to work his way home. Texas Jack provided him a letter of recommendation with which he found work with the Worth Brothers Circus in Australia. After working with that circus for several months, he finally returned to the United States in the spring of 1904. Upon his return to the United States, now a showman, he found work with the 101 Ranch's Wild West Show that was appearing at the World's Fair in St. Louis. At the close of the fair, the show went on the road. At a performance at Madison Square Garden in New York City, a bull broke loose and charged the audience. A fast-thinking Will Rogers lassoed the bull, saving the day. He was the toast of the New York City newspapers. Soon thereafter, he found himself the star of his own show, Trick Roping. In order to fill the dead moments as he recoiled his lariat, he began throwing in one-liners, much to the delight of the audience. Will is credited with being an early prototype of the stand-up comedian. From this start in the vaudeville circuit, he later broke into movies, had a successful newspaper column, and did regular radio shows. He was an early advocate for aviation. It was on a trip exploring the future of aviation that he died in Alaska in 1935. At the time of his death, he was the highest paid star in Hollywood. But on with the story of this Colt revolver. When a story starts out like...
Well, this is obviously quite a story.
You know it's going to be good.
Tell me a little bit about this gun.
Yeah, it's a really fun family story around this Colt 3220. And the story is that it used to belong to Will Rogers. Will Rogers and my grandfather, Robert Lee Humber, were friends. They got to know each other. When Will Rogers died, and I think that was 1935 or something like that, my grandfather didn't have an opportunity to go pay his respects, which was, you know, that was a thing you did back then, you know, and he hadn't done that. He finally was able to pay his respects, but it was just years later. My grandfather. So he goes to Claremore and walks up to Will Rogers' house and knocks on the door, and Will Rogers' widow comes to the door, remembers my grandfather, invites him in, and they visit. And I guess after a nice long visit, she says, "Well, you know, Robert, would you like to have anything of Will's?" That's what kind of a thing is that to be asked, you know? And he said, "I remember he had these two pearl-handled Colt revolvers. I don't suppose they're around." And she says, I this is the way he tells the story. I think they're around here somewhere. And she gets up and shuffles over to a like a buffet table kind of thing, pulls open a drawer, pulls them out in the holster, the whole deal, and comes over and just hands them to my grandfather. And he just, you know, obviously that was a pretty special thing. So that's how they came into our family. Apparently, my grandfather passed them to his brother, who lived in Calistoga, California. And apparently his ranch got robbed back in the 60s or something, and one of them got taken. But we still had this other one. And I remember as a young boy, I was probably a freshman in high school, so maybe 13 or 14 years old, seeing that gun pass from my great uncle's hands to my father's hands. And I'm, you know, as a little kid who's never seen a gun before, I was just, my eyes were huge. Like, I got to get my hands on that, you know, because it was, I saw it and it looked like it was silver and it just looked like a substantial piece of metal, you know. I'd never put a hand on that gun until after my father died. And then my family passed that to me. So I have that Colt 3220 at my house.
Wanting to know more about the revolver, Stephen learned that quite a bit of information about individual firearms could be acquired through the Colt Archives.
So I wrote the Colt Archives, and they have it's actually a lot of people do this kind of thing with old Colt firearms. So they have a, you know, form to fill out where you just every single kind of descriptor you can find on the gun, you put down on the form, and then you send it off with some money, and you'll hear back from them in a few months. I got the letter back from them, and the really exciting thing was that the gun says when it was manufactured in Connecticut and when it was shipped away and where it was shipped to. And it was shipped to a store in Muskogee in the Indian Territories, which is not very far from Claremore, where he lived. So it just made the story even more believable now.
Stephen's revolver had been delivered to Turner Hardware Company in Muskogee, Oklahoma on May 29, 1904. The Turner Hardware Company was the largest such store in Muskogee, which was the largest, most bustling city in Indian Territory. It had been incorporated only 6 years prior, but the location of the federal court and the offices of the Dawes Commission, as well as being the hub of several railroads, had transformed the humble trading post into a major city. Will Rogers had returned to the United States in the late spring of that same year, and although he was employed as part of the 101 Ranches show in St. Louis that summer, he made several trips home, some of them through Muskogee. His records indicate that many of those trips concerned the purchase of a colt, not the gun, but the horse he would use later in his vaudeville act. Although there are no records of the gun's original sale, both it and Will Rogers were in proximity to each other. In an iconic photo from his early career, Will is shown in his cowboy outfit, complete with chaps, lariat, and a pearl-handled revolver. Could this be the very gun now in Stephen's possession? There's no sure way of knowing, but it is a possibility. Even as more evidence is found that ties the gun to the great entertainer, the gun has an additional meaning for Stephen.
It's interesting how things like this, until you know they have meaning because of how it feels to you when you think about it or when you hold the weight of the gun in your hand or something like that. But maybe you don't always know why something is really special to you. And so, you know, stopping to think about that is, that's a meaningful thing to do. You know, why is it that this gun represents something bigger than what it is? And I don't know, there's something about history when you think about how almost ahistoric we are these days. Everything is sort of what's going on in this news cycle kind of thing. Feels kind of, I don't know, shallow. So a story like this one, just, it does. It connects generations. It's a larger social story about just Will Rogers' era and things like these Wild West shows that went on and trick gun shooting. And, it's a piece of the history of my country.
Like any heirloom, the significance goes way beyond the monetary value of the object, and for Stephen, the gun represents a sweet memory years in the making.
Even though my father had some guns growing up, I never shot a gun. I didn't have anything to do with gun stuff. It always kind of intrigued me a little bit. I remember my father told me once growing up that we were going to go shooting one day. And we didn't do a lot of stuff together. So like when your dad says, we're going to go shoot a gun one day, you're like, oh yeah, we are. Like you just look for at least today. Every day you wake up, is today the day I'm going to, you know, well, I grow up, I go through high school, I go through college, like it hasn't happened yet. I'm 30 and my dream of shooting with my dad is still not happened. Well, now I have my own son. I wanted to teach my son how to shoot. I had spent some time in the Navy, so I had been around firearms, and so I had learned how to shoot and enjoyed target shooting and that kind of thing. So I've taught my son how to shoot. Had a little 22 caliber Henry lever action, you know, like it looks like old cowboy gun, you know. Anyway, so I taught my son how to shoot this 22. Well, one day my dad and my mom come out to visit us when I was living in rural Kansas, and he brings this big old 30-06 rifle that I had seen mysteriously standing in the corner of his closet my whole upbringing as a kid. I remember crawling in on hands and knees when he wasn't around and unzipping the what it was stored in and peeking at it. And I wasn't allowed to, like I was never allowed to touch it. And so here I am, I'm gonna get to shoot it. So he brings the rifle, big can of ammo. I've got my 22 and my son. There we are, three generations, one sunny afternoon. Finally, I think I'm 33. I'm finally shooting with my dad. It was really cool. Probably one of the best days of my life.
What's the gun mean to you?
I think for me, obviously it's special because it's tied to a person like Will Rogers was, and the kind of man that he was and his reputation. But I think for me, because our family is a storytelling family, it's just a special story that we have. Part of it, I think, too, is just the nature of my relationship with my dad, is that I saw that gun pass from my great uncle's hands literally to my father's hands. And while it didn't pass directly from my father's hands to mine, like it is something of my father's that's a part of a bigger history. So yeah, it's pretty special.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Within the Realm. Remember to check out our show notes at withinpodcast.com for additional information about this and other episodes. We have the iconic photo of Will Rogers with the pearl-handled revolver. Don't miss an episode. You can subscribe to our show at iTunes, Stitcher, Podchaser, Radio Public, and other podcatchers. Be sure to recommend us to your friends. If you would like to contact the show, you can do so at contact@withinpodcast.com. We're also on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find archived episodes and show notes at our website at withinpodcast.com. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. And as always, thanks for listening.